Nolte, Walk Hollywood's Weekend BO collapses 66% over last year. By John Nolte on June 1, 2024. Mad Max with a sexless girl boss, aka Furiosa. A Mad Max saga collapsed in weekend 2, taking down the entire weekend box office with it. In what is normally the exciting launch of the summer movie season, this weekend's take is estimated at $69 million. That's a 66% drop when compared to this same weekend last year. Wait. Don't gloss over that $69 million number. That $69 million is not this weekend's gross for one movie or even the top 10. That $69 million is how much money every single movie in theaters is expected to gross. Last year, the overall box office take was $205.1 million, thanks in large part to the animated hit Spider-Man: Across the Spider-Verse, a movie people actually wanted to see. Despite no new wide releases this weekend, Furiosa still lost the weekend crown to Garfield, which is expected to gross $13 million in week 2. Furiosa is expected to gross just $11.5 million in its own weekend 2. By Monday, the Mad Max-less prequel will barely top $50 million. With its production and promotion budget, Furiosa is looking at a break-even point at right around $400-$450 million worldwide. This bomb probably won't hit $150 million worldwide. Hollywood and its media sycophants would love to blame the toxic fanboys for Furiosa's flopping, but guess what? You don't need guys to turn a movie into a hit. There are around 100 million adult women in America. Where are they? Today's Hollywood morons take surefire, gold geese franchises that guys love, like Mad Max, and shit all over them with their woke girl boss nonsense that is deliberately produced to insult that same male fanbase. And then, when the movie dies, Hollywood's morons blame the very people they insulted for not showing up. While the ladies these movies were supposed to appeal to stay home and watch the girly girls stuff like Taylor Swift videos and the Hallmark Channel. Hollywood's leftist idiots are producing blockbuster after blockbuster for an audience that doesn't exist. Boys and girls are different. Boys like boy stuff. Girls like girl stuff. That's the way it's been since civilization began. And Hollywood losing billions in its failed attempt to rewire human nature has been a lot more entertaining than the product. Normal people, and most of us are normal, cannot relate to effeminate men or masculine women. Those characteristics are usually unappealing and creepy. Much of the magic of movies comes from 1, wish fulfillment and 2, watching appealing characters and stars. Normal guys want to be Brad Pitt in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Normal girls want to be Sandra Bullock in anything. These Hollywood dolts have 100 years of appealing to the masses to fall back on, to learn from, to study. There is no excuse for these failures other than the fact that lunatic activists like Lucasfilm's Chief Herod and Kathleen Kennedy have elbowed aside the storytellers who only want to put on a good show. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.